team.com or go to skabowskiteam.com.
All right, that's two skis and a bow in the middle.
You got it.
All right, very good. You've been listening to Real Estate in Real Time. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
You've been listening to Real Estate in Real Time on News Now Warsaw. Looking to buy or sell a home? Contact a RE/MAX Lakes real estate broker at 574-834-1233 or search the latest property listings at lakes-realtors.com.
News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana. This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. How are you? Tiger fans, you doing all right? Great win last night for Warsaw. They were winners over Concord, 48-35, avenging one of their four losses in the regular season. They will play Penn at 7 o'clock tonight for the championship at Northside Gym. Penn was a winner over Elkhart, 52-43. If the Tigers win tonight, they'll play the winner of the Chesterton Sectional in the one-game regional next week. Remember, the formats have flipped, so the regional is one game, and the semi-state is a four-way tournament. Chesterton was a winner over Lowell, 74-38, and Crown Point beat Valparaiso, 55-51, so 16-9 Chesterton, who is now much healthier than they were when we saw them at the beginning of February, will take on Crown Point, who is 18-5. Other sectional championship games tonight. Mishawaka takes on South Bend Riley. Mishawaka was a winner over Adams, 41-37. Also at East Noble, it's Snyder and Fort Wayne North. At Homestead, Wayne and Homestead. At Lafayette, Jeff, Kokomo, and Marion. And at Noblesville, it's number 2 Noblesville, 22-2. And number 1 Fishers at 24-1. Elsewhere, at Tippecanoe Valley, Valley beat Knox, 54-26. Glenn beat Bremen, 45-38. At Washington, St. Joe blows out Mishawaka Marion, 65-48. And Clay, in their final season as a school, beat Jimtown, 64-53. At Lakeland, Fairfield beat West Noble, 52-25. And Northwood beat Lakeland, 46-33. At Mississinewa, Mississinewa and Peru are into the final. So that's where things stand in the area. Triton had a great run. They had a great season this year. They come up on the wrong end of a 58-56 count, and their season comes to a close. Whitco played a great game. They had a lead in the second half of that game over Fort Wayne Lures, and Lures came back and knocked out the Wildcats. Warsaw was a winner last night. We'll talk with Matt more about it. And, oh, yes, we have some highlights to play for you. Coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone. No matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
Boating season is getting closer every day. Are you ready for big family fun? Splendor Boats is here to serve you with Warsaw's only marine store with a complete service department on Winona Avenue, right across the street from the Winona Lake Public Boat Launch. See them to get your spring maintenance scheduled or shop for a new custom-built catamaran or Quest pontoons. For all of your boating needs for the coming boating season, see Splendor Boats and online at splendorboatswarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
Now to Sullivan, near side of the center circle, 35 seconds. He slips, almost fell down. He ran right out of his shoe. He throws it low to Berger. He's double-teamed. Sullivan with one shoe on. Got it out to Gould. And then Sullivan flips the ball or the shoe off the sidelines. 23 seconds. Bricker, one hands across. Sullivan with one shoe on for three. Good again! With one shoe on, he puts it home again. Martin outlets to Gould near sideline. He'll angle the middle, kick it across. Finlinson for an open three. Book it.
Now at the foul line. Pro, that lipped out. And the rebound's grabbed by Bricker for Warsaw. In a hurry, here comes Gould. Back to a cutting Bricker from 25. Bingo! Timeout Concord! 6:01 to play in the fourth. It's back up to a 13-point lead. Warsaw 44, Concord 31.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company in Warsaw, on News Now Warsaw, continues as Roger is joined by boys basketball coach Matt Moore.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Roger.
Great win last night for your guys. It's in this sectional, it's fascinating because it's like a Northern Lakes Conference tournament plus Penn and Elkhart, and you play all of them. Everybody plays pretty much everybody in this sectional. So rematches are a big deal. This is one of the four teams that beat you, and you guys looked great last night.
Yeah, I thought, you know, going in, there's a lot of – and every year is so different, right? Like, you really can't take things that have happened in the past or even your preparation in the past with how it's going to play out year in and year out with your groups. But, you know, when we made this schedule change and took the weekend off before the sectional a couple years ago, some of the debate was, you know, well, what if you get the bye and you got, you know, 10 days off? And you just don't know. And each team needs different things. But, you know, I thought our group, our staff, our players kind of minimized our focus and kind of narrowed it down to the things that we really needed to prioritize leading up to this. And then we came out and absolutely hit the nail on the head in terms of, you know, how you start the game. And 6 o'clock's a funky start. It's a really different atmosphere. And you're just not used to it. And to come out and execute the way that we did to get going really set the tone for us last night.
And the fact that Concord played on Tuesday, right? Some of the jitters that you have when you're starting a sectional, they were able to get those out. Your guys, at the first half, most of that 16 minutes didn't look like they had any jitters at all.
I think, too, one of the messages I had for them, you know, I grew up in Columbia City. Coach Bricker grew up in Central Noble. Coach Wayne grew up in Portage. Coach Neely grew up in Northridge. Like, we're not from here, but we've always known, we've always felt the presence of the brand of Warsaw Tiger basketball. And that precedes teams every year into every game, into every tournament. And I think our guys have just been born in that. They've been raised in that. So they don't feel or see that the way that outsiders in some ways constantly do. And I really tried to share the message this week of, like, you have the 81 team leading you into this weekend. You have the 84 team, you got the 92 team, you got the 96 team, you got the 010 team, you got the 16 team. You have a lot of teams that have done a lot of work before you that are going to give you an edge going into this game. And yeah, Concord had the best of you the first time, but they got to beat Warsaw. They got to beat us. And I thought we really stepped into that persona last night in our confidence, in our swagger. Honestly, with a group of guys that maybe individually don't carry the same swagger by themselves, but collectively, I really thought we represented the brand last night in a big way.
Do you, that's an intangible thing you're talking about, right? The history behind Warsaw basketball. Is there a way to put a tangible value on what that can mean in a game? For example, in the NFL, the home team is seen to have an automatic 3-point advantage. Is there a way to put a value on the history behind Tiger Sports?
I mean, I think, you know, you obviously can't, it doesn't have a direct impact, but it has definitely has an indirect impact in confidence and belief are two very different paths, and both are valuable, right? I think your confidence can come from the preparation that you put in. I think the belief is something that is kind of stored inside of the habits that you've created with one another, the things that you can take from past things that, you know, we had success at this, we didn't have success at this. And then, you know, our guys, and I told them this the other day, we had the worst practice on Wednesday that I've had probably in the last decade of any team that I've coached. And it wasn't for a lack of effort. It wasn't for a lack of focus. It was just this desire to, we have to, right? We now know our destiny. We're going to play Concord, a team that had, you know, and our guys just did not have a good practice. And, you know, we brought them in, and typically probably it was a practice setting that I probably would have kicked them out in years past with other teams.
If that happens in January, you're booting them out of practice, right?
Yeah, I mean, just honestly, if it happens anytime, you're probably getting rid of him. He's like, you need to go home. You're not mentally where you need to be. But this team didn't need that. They just needed they needed affirmation at that moment and a belief of, like, you're doing the right stuff and you're doing it for the right reasons. But you've got to just settle into the things that got you here. And those things are being great teammates, controlling the things you control, competing, and getting, you know, great possessions. Passing and catching, as simple as that sounds, passing and catching the basketball is the most important thing for us the rest of the season. And yeah, and you saw last night the times when we didn't do that well, it turned into points for the opponent. And so I think just giving our guys belief of, you know, you spent a lot of time at this. You've spent a lot of time together collectively as a group at this. And you can lean into that a little bit. And so it becomes a multiplier for our guys that they have confidence that when Luke shoots it, it's going in. So I'm going to do my best to get Luke the ball. When we throw it to Luke Geiger inside, like, that's a matchup that's for us. And I went through and I said, with the four teams left, I'm picking my point guard. Like, I'm taking Carson. I'm going to pick Brant Martin over anybody that's left. I want both my wings. I want my big guy. I want my guys off the bench. Like, and I'm being honest about that because I know who they are. I know what they're capable of. And I think then that gives them some reassurance to say, you know, collectively, you know, we can do this. We're a pretty good basketball team.
The first impressions when you're meeting new people, when you start at a new business or whatever, are always important. The first impression in the first quarter last night was really big. And I don't know that we will ever, and as long as I'm broadcasting Tiger basketball, I will tell the story of Drew Sullivan losing a shoe, time running out in the clock, having the presence of mind to throw it off the sideline, and then not only get back in the play, handle the ball twice, but then shoot a three-pointer without one shoe on and make it. And what a big deal that was.
It was a surreal moment because there are so many parts of that just by themselves that if you look at it, it's like, okay, put your shoe back on. Like, I think I said that out loud. Put your shoe on. And he then threw it to the bleachers. And then, for whatever reason, we throw it back to him to shoot a shot. And you know what? Like, Drew's my neighbor, and he has spent hours in his driveway shooting the basketball. I remember when I got here as an eighth grader, when I moved here, and I met him, and, you know, his shot was okay, but he needed a lot of work, and he has invested a lot of time in his driveway to take that shot. Now, maybe he's not doing it with one shoe on and one shoe off, and maybe, you know, that's something as little kids growing up, you got to anticipate everything, but he has invested a lot of time to hone in on that. And so he wasn't thinking about, and I got one shoe over in the bleachers right now. He's thinking, this is a big advantage shot, and I'm going to take it. Yeah. And what a shot it was.
There are a couple other moments. Obviously, Concord's a good team. You don't win as many games as they did without being able to put together something. They put together something in the third quarter, and you could see the guys tightening up. I'm sure Derek DeShone had told his guys, we're going for broke. Do everything you can within the rules to try to get the ball back, to try to make them nervous. There were moments where we saw them being nervous. And then there's this play where it's an inbounds play. It seems like a very harmless play on the sideline. Not quite to the volleyball line extended, but pretty close. Carson bounces it in, and there's Maiden with the ball, and he faces up to the basket. And there's nobody in front of him, and he takes off for the basket and scores and gets fouled. Can you talk about the confidence level that a guy who you don't expect a lot from offensively to have the ability and want to and belief in himself to go do that? That was a huge play in that moment.
So when I saw that happen, I went back to the day before in practice, and we were running some actions to get guys in certain isolations, and we ran a low 1-4 set, and Maiden was on the ball. And as he drove it, he was just looking to pass the ball. And I blew it dead, and I said, listen, you need to go make a play. You need to create, because that is what you are built to do. That is the one thing that you have as a superpower. So probably for the next 5 minutes in practice, he just decided, like, okay, I'm allowed to go do that. And he is. And he made a bunch of plays in practice. And so as we threw it to Carson, to inbound it to him, you know, he wasn't really thinking he was playing. And he went and made that play. And what a big moment for him, because it is really difficult being a young player with not a lot of varsity experience to have to be a role player in the situation he's in. And in that moment, not to defer to anybody else, but to say, it's my time to go make a play. And, you know, he was very fearless in that moment to drive it. He went left. He doesn't go left often, but he went left, got to the rim, finished it. It just was a fantastic opportunity to see him come full circle from, you know, just being one of the guys to in that moment being the guy.
Defensively, you really caused them trouble. This is a team that's been in Concord that's been able to get by with their defense, enforcing their will against other people, getting ahead, and then dictating the terms. And they couldn't do that last night. And at the other end, then, they couldn't score in response. A really impressive defensive performance by your guys.
I thought so, too. I was really, really surprised in some ways. You go into this and you only see your team's perspective. And so, you know, we were worried about what Concord could do. We were worried about they've got a group of guys that are well-coached. They pass the ball so extremely well, and that's such a unique tool to have. You know, you can't just learn how to pass the ball well as a team. You got to have that kind of DNA, and they definitely have that. And so we really felt with Luke Yeager's presence and our length on the perimeter, we could bother them. But the one area that we were willing to give up was those middle 15-footers, and you're just not going to make enough of those to win games. Twos don't beat you. Threes beat you. And we made a concerted effort last night to, we're not going to allow them to get threes off. And so they had those shots. They took those shots. They missed those shots. I think we gave up one rebound in the first half. And so just really a stifling job by our guys. I mean, we gave up 23 points in 32 minutes where we were able to defend. You know, they were 12 for 12 from the free throw line, so we can't guard those. But you know, you hold a team that's won 18 games, it's ranked all year long, that wins the conference, that you know, beats you in the regular, like, you hold them to 23 points, you're doing something right. And that's a testament to our staff and our guys of making sure that we were ready to roll last night.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk with Coach Moore about tonight's game, the championship game of the Elkhart Sectional, as Warsaw takes on the Penn Kingsmen. That's next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Whether your business is on the farm or in town, Crossroads Bank wants to help you succeed. That's why Crossroads Bank offers competitive rates and friendly service with their business loans. Visit crossroadsbanking.com or in person at their locations in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Hi, this is Brent Reinhold. We are pleased to welcome a new staff member to Reinhold's Town Square Furniture.
Hi, this is Ashley Hsu, inviting you to stop in today to check out our terrific selection of beautiful new furniture for your home, along with premium mattresses and adjustable base sets from Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, and Sealy.
Visit ReinholdsFurniture.com and head to 118 West Main Street in downtown Warsaw. Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, your friends in the furniture business.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM.
Coach, a great win for your guys last night. Tonight is the championship game. It's the Penn Kingsmen. That first game back in January was a fabulous game, an overtime win. They have two shots in the air that would have sent the game to their victory in regulation and to a second overtime. And your guys still pulled off the win. What do you remember as a coach about that previous meeting against the Kingsmen?
And I feel like there are certain things in my life that I can recall down to the detail, and then there are moments where I can't remember anything. And that was a game I don't remember much about. I just look back, and I know that we found a way to win. Watched it back last night, and, you know, we really had our way early in that game, grew a lead, and then when they went to their pressure in the half court, we really fell apart. You know, we turned it over, I think, four of the last five possessions in the half, and then we kind of found our footing there in the second half. But that's going to be the game for us tonight, is the two main areas for us. They're an extremely physical team. Number one, can we value the basketball against the pressure? Can we pass it? Can we catch it? Can we see the basket area and score it when we have opportunities? The second thing is, can we rebound? They are an elite rebounding team. They're very physical. They've got guys that are just, they go get it. And if we shy away from that, we're going to be in trouble. We've got to make sure that we finish each play with a rebound, and then play in transition, which is where we're best.
So now that you've gone back and looked at the film and thought about it, how do you plan to attack differently what they showed you when you played them the first time?
You know, it'll be interesting because I'm not sure how they're going to plan to attack us. I mean, you watch us play last night and you're like, oh, we're going to do this. And then you see us the way we shoot the ball. You're like, well, I don't know. And so it'll be interesting to see if they choose to play us in man, if they choose to play us in a kind of a half-court trap or play us in zone. And they've mixed a little bit of all three. For us, I think our game plan going in is going to be very similar offensively of, you know, get the ball to the box, get big advantage shots, and kind of execute our stuff. What we've got to be able to do is identify, you know, when they're going to go to those traps and get the right guys in the right spots. And then the thing, you got to play with composure. You got to play tough. You got to see things, and you can't, you know, pass the ball with disinterest like we did in the first game. And so, for us, you know, defensively, we played some triangle two the first time we played them. We did not play a lot of our matchup zone, which we'll probably play some tonight. But, you know, there's a chance we're probably going to sit in our one defense, our man-to-man, and just sit down and guard them, because I do think that that has been a cornerstone of who we've been in games where we've needed to get stops.
One of the things, especially in the second half, that Penn was able to do was to drive the basket, and that's Dominic Bonner, who just put his head down and drove the lane against your guys. How do you go about at least trying to make things more difficult for him?
Yeah, he had a fantastic game the first time we played him. He's a really difficult matchup because his ability to play off the dribble and get to his shot. That's kind of a lost art in many ways, where you pick a spot, maybe it's in the mid-range, you're going off the dribble, and you can get your shot off. A lot of players are all the way or catch-and-shoot threes. And so Trey Miller, as a three-point shooter, presents some problems because his ability at 6'4 to get a shot off from three. Bonner playing off the bounce. They play him on the ball a lot more now. And then, you know, there are guys in the basket area that, even though they don't shoot it, they're very aggressive. And so, you know, Luke's presence last time we played really bothered them in the basket area. Maverick Brown is a guy that I think for them really wants to have a good game. He did not have a good game against us the first time. So we're going to have to do a great job of guarding with length. We got to defend the basketball one-on-one. Whatever we're in our defensive scheme, we've got to keep the ball in front of us and then contest shots. They have played in games that they have found ways to score, even though it hasn't been easy. And so our job tonight is make it as difficult as possible. Don't let threes beat you, and then get the first rebound.
Okay, go get him. It's going to be exciting.
I appreciate it. We're looking for a great crowd up at Northside Gym tonight.
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers. Again, game time 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air starting at 6:30 here on News Now Warsaw. When we come back, we're going to talk about the other teams going on. We'll recap the diving state finals down in Indianapolis. That's coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Traveling, double dribble, personal foul, all bad things in basketball. Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin, and hair, all bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
At Rock Hill Pinnock, our attorneys are experienced in all areas of family law. Yes, we have a lot of experience in court dealing with highly contested divorce-related disputes, But we have even more experience in negotiating solutions to get you through those tough patches in life. From prenuptial agreements to adoptions, our family law attorneys have the knowledge and the common sense you need. For a consultation concerning your family law needs, call 267-6116. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with, well, there's really not a lot to talk about at this point. The winter sports season has wound to a close, except for boys basketball. So the spring sport seasons will be starting very soon. More on that in just a second. The state finals in diving. We talked about the swimmers in the relay last Saturday. That left the divers to compete on Saturday morning. In the prelims, Ian Parrott was seventh in the prelims in the first round with a score of 215.70. The leading score at that point was 257, just so you have some perspective. Dallas Lancaster finished 32nd in the prelims with a score of 152.6. But you're going to hear from Anthony DeBroda, the swim coach, some of the things that he went through during his 4 years of high school swimming and diving, and you will be appreciative of the fact that he just was there in the state finals. So good job by Dallas. He finished in the top 32 in the state in diving. Ian Parrott, after the first round, was seventh. On to the semifinals, where Ian Parrott finished in ninth with a score of 313.50. So he's on to the final round. He finished with a score of 431.20. The sophomore finishing in ninth place in the state in the 1 meter diving competition. Again, perspective, the one of the two divers from Hamilton Heights, they went 1-2 in the diving competition in the state finals. Ethan Swart was number one with a score of 585. So that's a pretty good score. Ian Parrott got to see what it looks like to compete at that level again this year, and he has big dreams and goals for next season. And congratulations to both of those guys for competing at the state finals level. Now, here's what's going on today. The New Haven Invitational Track and Field competition for the boys is canceled. The girls' Hoosier State Relay Marion qualifier begins at 10 o'clock this morning. There's a Hoosier State Relay or qualifier at Indiana Wesleyan starting at 5:30. And, of course, the boys' basketball game tonight at 7 o'clock. We're on the air at 6:30 on News Now Warsaw. Then nothing during the week this next week. Hopefully the boys can win tonight over Penn. They would play in the regional, again, to reemphasize, the regional now is one game next Saturday and be the winner of the Chesterton-Crown Point game, site yet to be formally announced. Then if Warsaw wins that one game regional, they would go on to the semi-state, which is the old four-way tournament, two semifinals during the day, championship at night. So we'll keep you up to date on the situation there if Warsaw can get the victory tonight. Then you have next Saturday the Bulldog Relays for the girls track and field team. That's at Indiana Tech University. The Indiana Wesleyan Hoosier State qualifier number 3 at Indiana Wesleyan next Saturday. And the Bulldog Invitational for the varsity boys will be at Indiana Tech next Saturday at noon. The IBCA, the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association, with the assistance of Franciscan Health, announced their All-State honors this week. The All-State Supreme 15 was announced. Those are seniors, and those will be girls that will be heavily favored to get onto the Indiana All-Star team. The juniors can't, and juniors, sophomores, freshmen can't be on that, but they have a Supreme 15 for the underclass. So this would be freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. And the top 15 includes Warsaw's Brooke Winchester, who had a terrific season, averaging over 15 points and almost 10 rebounds per game for the Lady Tigers. Honorable mention on that team, Brooke Zartman and Jocelyn Bricker of Warsaw. Congratulations to them as the postseason honors continue to roll in for our Lady Tiger basketball team. The excitement about next season certainly continues to grow. When we come back, Anthony DeBroda, the boys' swim team coach, will be here and talking about swimming. And if you want to know more about diving, we delve deeper, literally, into diving. Find out how you get started in it, what does it take, who's good at it, and we'll do all of that with Coach. Coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Bad wreck, oh what you gonna do, oh what you gonna do, call the boys in blue, car stalls won't start, oh what you gonna do, oh what you gonna do, call the boys in blue, wreck in any state and need the best rates, take the next step, call Riker Dinep, go with the guys who got the best tools, if you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you, bad wreck, oh what you gonna do, call Riker Dinep to come get you.
Remember, when you get in a wreck,
call Riker Dinep.
Honey! My car needs windshield wipers. Can you pick some up?
Nah, we'll just get a new car. Throw it in the backyard with the rest of them.
Sometimes it's obvious when you should replace just a part. Like if your windows have condensation between the panes, you may not need to replace the whole window. The specialists at Glass Doctor can install new insulated glass in your existing frames for less than you might think. Save money and restore your window's appearance. Visit glassdoctor.com.
Call the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your paint.
Oh, yeah!
This is Dr. Steve Holler, former Warsaw Tiger basketball player. Holler Dental Group is a three-generation, locally owned dental practice. We are located in front of Edgewood Middle School and have been helping Tiger fans for almost 60 years. We have a highly trained and talented doctor team and a caring staff that all live, work, and play in this community. Check us out for a second opinion or a new patient visit at hollerdentalgroup.com. Rip them up, tear them up. Go Tigers!
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw with Anthony DeBruta talking boys swimming today. And it was a good season again, but just like the girls when we talked a couple weeks ago, you got a lot of young kids swimming for you.
Yeah, we really saw how influential they were at finals, at sectionals. It was a really good finish for us.
Okay, so let's go back to the beginning of the season. You had holes to fill. You had seniors that graduated, really important seniors that did a lot of things in the pool and outside the pool. You knew you had to fill those gaps. Who filled in, especially the leadership outside the pool?
The juniors were really big in shaping the vision for this year. You know, I think our freshmen, though, when we look at in the pool, they probably contributed more than freshmen in the past. But yeah, the juniors have really, when we look at our captains, they really were able to get everybody on the same page, keep everybody on track, and that I think really helped towards the end of the season, making sure that everybody stayed focused and aware.
And how many boys did you have on the team this year?
We had 20 total. One of them, Dallas, 21 positions technically because he was a swimmer and diver as well. So he started as diving and then his freshman year, and then he tried swimming his sophomore year, took some time away his junior year, and then came back and kind of did both swimming and diving, found himself as an alternate in the 100 back, but making that cut for diving. So he ended up focusing on diving towards the end. Yeah. But
it's a very competitive conference, the NLC. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel like you did compared to what you would hope to do at the beginning?
Yeah, we were wanting to get third outright. We ended up tying with Wawasee. They put in a great fight for the NLC. I probably didn't prepare as quite as well as I probably should have for that meet as well. So definitely props to Wawasee for tying with us third overall. But, I mean, we're still wanting to fight for the title. You know, I've told them this year and I told them last year, too. I mean, it may not be official. I mean, I see these guys, and I told them in December, like, you can be, and I see you as the NLC champions, right? Even if it's not official or not, like, the way that they held themselves, they competed, how they put team first, it really goes a long way in making a championship. But obviously, the other teams, you know, they want it just as bad, you know, so that's kind of how it goes sometimes. But still happy with third.
Yeah. And the other, obviously, big event is the sectional. Because of there are two levels to your state finals run, and the sectional is obviously the big one. How surprised were you to get that championship?
Yeah, you know, when we were coming in, I was feeling pretty confident. And I think that we're seeing a pretty good streak with Warsaw boys right now. Hopefully we can keep it going. Culver's got some young guys that are really promising. You know, they broke the pool and their school record in the 200 free relay that was held by the Warsaw 2015 boys, which I would argue was the best sectional team, just given places in comparison with all teams that Warsaw's had in the history of its swim and dive program. But yeah, I mean, we got the win. It was almost 100 points. That was great. Hopefully we can keep that going. We've got a great feeder program with those kids coming in and still picking up some new kids that can be influential on the team. And middle school has been able to rope in some kids. So yeah, I'm feeling really confident with the sectional outlook for boys, and hopefully our girls can get that trophy here soon someday too.
One of the things I love about this show, because I didn't create this show, but I'm happy to carry on its legacy. One of the things I love about this show is that we get to have people like you in here to teach us about stuff that we don't know about. And one of those that I want to talk about today is diving, because lots of people see, you know, we'll go to a pool and they'll jump off the side. And that's, to me, them is diving. This is not diving that you and I are going to talk about today. This is a really big deal. How does one become interested in diving? What does that take?
You know, I say it all the time, and my coach too, my assistant coach, Jesta Broda for diving, she says it too. Divers are crazy, and they are. I mean, especially when you're getting that level of the flips and the twists, because you're right, it is not just a jump off. I mean, there's the approach, which is totally different, that you have to have down in order to be able to do those flips. If you got a bad approach, if you're not approaching the board and lifting correctly, you're not going to be able to pull those dives off, you know, and you'll probably smack. But yeah, I mean, there are some camps, clubs as well. A lot of our divers go to Fort Wayne. They started in gymnastics and decided that they want to try diving instead. You know, it's not as much of an impact sport as some of those other sports that do the same kind of flips and twists. We've had a couple girls from cheerleading as well, but really, yeah, kids who start in gymnastics and have decided that maybe they want to do flips and twists a different way. That's really where it all originates from. And then hopefully we can get a club. We're working on it, but it takes a lot of work to be able to build a program in a sport like diving. You know, it doesn't catch fire like most other sports.
I heard a coach once say that divers are to swimming like kickers are to football team. They're on the team, but they're completely different. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah. That's a great analogy, too, and I've never heard that. But and even when you consider that you can win championships with the kicker, you can win championships with the divers. I mean, our divers got 1, 2, 4. You know, there are absolutely meets where if, and you could say anybody, but explicitly, you look at the divers compared to the rest of the teams that we compete, I mean, they are very good. And, I mean, it plays a role in our record and our standings.
All right. Well, let's start with Ian and that group of people, because to have a sectional where you finish 1, 2, and 4, that's pretty good.
Yeah, we've always wanted 1, 2, 3. We got 1, 2, 4 last year, too. But, yeah, it is. That's, I mean, when you're maxing out like that, that's awesome. And it's a true testament to the coaching staff and the divers. But, yeah, Ian getting second this time. First. He got second last year. Looking pretty strong. Hopefully he can get that title the next 2 years. But even winning regionals, I mean, the kid – I said it with Jace last year, and it is crazy how we have Ian just filling in right away. Again, he did not lose. There were eight people in the state that are better than him. Theoretically, you put him on a board with anybody else, and he's going to beat him. I mean, that is a completely different tier that we don't have very often. We have with the Weebrinks, you know, and Davidson and Parrott back in the day. But, yeah, I mean, it's just the work that he puts into, he deserves it, you know, because you got to think with diving, you're not sitting there and just waiting. And if you smack, yeah, it hurts, but get ready to go again. You know, that's the nature of it. It's, you consider how unforgiving swimming is. Diving is almost just as unforgiving. And it absolutely takes a strong mental edge to be able to do it. Knowing not only the dangers, but the focus and concentration. Yeah, it takes a very special athlete, and it's not always the swimmer. You know, it's totally different.
So how does a kid decide they want to be a diver?
Oh man, that's a good question. I've had swimmers too, by the end of their senior year, say, man, I should have dove. And I, you know, I can't really relate because I have only done a couple flips off the board myself. I don't like diving. But I think, again, a lot of it really comes from almost you feel that calling. You know, I feel like you've got to have that connection. We've had kids who have wanted to dive and they're just not divers. You know, there are some things kinesthetically that we just can't do as humans. Yeah. And again, that applies with diving. And I think just when you have fun, you enjoy performing those flips, I think that's really where it comes from, where you realize, yeah, I want to keep doing this.
Okay. So take us through your lineup, and especially your seniors, talk about your kids.
Yeah, so for seniors, big distance crew. Actually, with Elijah, it was crazy having him switch to sprints. We did some unconventional things this year where we would change the lineup from prelims to finals, like relays. We had kids who swam traditionally distance or stroke, then switch to sprints or free. Griffin was another one, a junior we can talk about here in a little bit. But yeah, Alex Bowers as the 500 go-to. I mean, he really helped take the reins when we switched Elijah to sprinting. Dallas making a seventh, I think he got, in the regional. Being able to bring another two divers to state 2 years in a row, that's so exciting. And I'm so happy for him, too. You know, having to play catch-up for most of the season, you know, getting through really almost freshman year again. You know, when you're out that long, you forget what it's like. So to be able to hang on and go all the way to the finish, yeah, again, really nice job. We had a bunch of other seniors too. And I tell them that, you know, maybe you weren't going to be the performer. Some of them were just alternates, but that's still a part of the team. You know, to be able to represent just in case you're needed. But again, you mentioned it too, being a leader outside of the pool, that's part of being on the team, right? It's not just for the captains. So I think that's what made the seniors so special, is they all had a role. And again, they were able to keep everybody in that same direction. Whether they agreed with it is another thing entirely. But realizing that it's a team sport was what really helped make this team a success, coming from the seniors.
Yeah. Talk also about what happened after the sectional, because track and field is known between the sectional and the regional for callbacks. If you finish outside, just outside the number that you need to be in to get to the next level, you keep working on Monday and Tuesday because you could get a callback and go to the next level anyway. We don't ever see that in swimming. Can you talk about how rare that is to have what happened to your relay team?
Yeah. And just kind of to sum it up how it goes real quick. So there's 20 sectionals in the state. You have 32 entries for each event at the state meet. Sectional champions are invited, and then you have anybody with a state cut. If not everybody gets it to 32 entries, then they invite anybody else. And that's what happened with us, where essentially we got second at sectionals in the two free relay, and we ended up being the 29th invited team, which seeded us at 24th overall, which was real exciting for us because I didn't even look. I got a message from Coach Alon to check the results because it is so uncommon, especially for us and in this region of Indiana, to get invited to state but not win the sectional title. You know, that's especially something that almost always happens with us. I remember a few times in 2015, maybe 2020 as well, but that I didn't even think to check. And I remember that that can happen. And yeah, they get that posted up on Sunday. The results are all pushed up there. But yeah, if you're not looking, you won't know until you get an email from the state a couple days later. So yeah, then after that, you get training. Although divers do have regionals on Tuesday, and that's top eight go for that. We said like how Dallas he made it, and then yeah, the big dance is on Friday night.
Yeah. Thank you for your time. Good job this season.
Yeah, thank you.
It's Anthony DeBroto of the swimming team. We'll come back and wrap up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone. No matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
Some of the best small college basketball teams in America are coming to Winona Lake for the NCCAA National Finals March 20th through the 23rd. Teams from around the country will converge on the mainland OCC in search of a national title. Tickets are $30 for all 4 days and all 24 games of the tournament, or day passes are $10. Get more at gclancers.com. The NCCAA Division I National Basketball Finals, hosted by Grace College and sponsored in part by News Now Warsaw, 107.3 WRSW and Willie 103.5.
And now for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Here's Roger.
Thanks to Coach Moore for being in here this morning. Thanks to Coach DeBroto for spending some quality time with us. I made it clear in the past, I can't swim. I don't know how to swim. I love spending time with Anthony DeBroto because he speaks to me and to all of us in a way that we can all understand. He loves his sport, and the passion that he has not only for the sport but for his kids really comes out when he's on with us. So I really appreciated him being on with us today, and we'll look forward to talking to him again next winter as their season has wrapped up. Again, the only team left in the winter sports season is the Warsaw boys basketball team. They'll play for a sectional championship tonight, their first in 7 years. It's been 2017, the last time the Tigers won. You remember that run because that was when Kyle Mangus just went crazy. He went to the regional that year and scored 47 points in the semifinal against East Chicago and won it with two free throws with less than 2 seconds to go. I know you remember that. I know you remember how he won the sectional with that jump shot where he got fouled in the final seconds of that. All of that going to be exciting. Cannot wait for that tonight, 7 o'clock. We're on the air at 6:30 on News Now Warsaw. Now, the spring sports seasons will come up very quickly. As a matter of fact, we're about 3 weeks away from having the first baseball and softball games of the spring. The spring sports schedules have been posted. That's all of them. That's softball and baseball. That is girls and boys track. That is girls tennis and boys golf and the rugby teams, both the girls and the boys. Schedules for all of them have been posted at warsaw-tigers.com. I know because I did it myself yesterday. There's also a story that you can go to at warsaw-tigers.com right there on the homepage that has links to all the schedules on it. So if you want to find out when the baseball team plays because you want to go to the home games, you can find that out right now. Just click on that story, and then you'll see links to all the varsity schedules. You say, well, Raj, I want to watch the JV baseball team. You'll be able to do that. Sorry, had a moment. If you want to watch the JV baseball team, for example, or the JV softball team, anyone when they play, if you click on softball on that story that I have posted at warsaw-tigers.com, it'll open up the schedule for the varsity baseball team. But if you look at the top there, there are tabs for the JV teams and in wherever applicable, the freshman teams. So that's all right there for you to look at warsaw-tigers.com. And we will have Tiger Talk this spring. We will have it the week after you all come back from spring break, which is like the 15th. I think, right? Somewhere in that range, that third weekend in April, that's when we will have Tiger Talk, and we'll have it each and every Saturday talking about the spring sports all the way through and including Memorial Day weekend here on News Now Warsaw. Okay. Commissioner's Corner is coming up. Let's talk to Commissioner Paul Neidig the commissioner of the IHSAA, and then we'll get to the top of the hour. And Gary Sullivan is on the way coming up. Stay tuned. I'm Roger Grossman. Thanks to RB Car Company. Thanks to our great sponsors. Thank you for spending your Saturday with us. Start on that heart medicine this afternoon and get ready for 6:30 tonight.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana. It's